if it's news, it's got to be good for the Jews. It's become a habit with me. When a big story breaks in the world, I tell myself, it's got to be good for the Jews. Look at it this way. In Parshas Re'eh, Hashem speaks to each of us, saying, Bonim hatem la Hashem Elokeichem. You are children to Hashem your God. Now, I'm a father of children. I would never do anything to hurt my child. How much infinitely more so Hashem? So when a big story catches my eye, I tell myself, it's got to be good for the Jews. It took less than 10 seconds for 50 million people to find themselves utterly powerless last week. It had to be good for the Jews. And in one way, at least, I can even tell you how. Because every high official in the land had first to address the one question riveting this nation: was an Islamic terror strike to blame? In the post-9/11 world, national leaders were just past promising to arm commercial aircraft with anti-missile defense systems when the blackout struck. In the aftershock of reflection on loss of power across 8 states, a new question riveted the nation. How might we protect the vast, aging power grid from a future breakdown or takedown by terrorists? Bekitzer, the blackout provided Malchus Edom with a shock and reason to take stock, lest the West let down its guard or lose interest in its war against Ishmael, a war in which Islamic regimes are falling and crawling into caves and under rocks. All good news for the Jews. But when Edom, the Roman Empire, first rose to power and went to war against us, it had to have been harder to say that it's got to be good news for the Jews. Yet, in an astonishing demonstration of the power of Das Torah, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai identified the Roman Empire, which tried to destroy us, as the very instrument of our ultimate redemption. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, 700 years before the birth of Islam, revealed a secret for our time. To quote the Zohar, in the future, the children of Ishmael will stir great wars in the world, and the children of Edom, the West, will gather against them and make war with them. And after this, the children of Ishmael will be finished from the world, and all the supernal powers of the nations will be broken, and no power will remain above except for the power of Israel alone. With our own eyes, we witnessed the war against Ishmael so long ago foretold. Yet the threat posed by our last worst enemy, a people willing to sacrifice its own children to kill ours, should make it near well impossible to say that it's got to be good news for the Jews. So I want to leave you with Divrei Nechama. During 7 Haftaras of Nechama, one of which we lay today, listen to the precious holy words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on our Parsha. Bonim atem la Hashem Elokeichem. You are children of Hashem your God. Hashem tells each of us, Lo tizgaydedu. Do not cut yourself or tear your hair out when you mourn for the dead. Why can't Bonim la Hashem, the children of Hashem, so afflict themselves in mourning? Because, says the Or HaChaim, in death there is no loss suffered by the deceased. On the contrary, it's like a man who sent his son to profit in another city, and after some time, the father sends for his son, And he only calls the son back to the place from which he was sent. And not only does the deceased suffer no loss, but on the contrary, for his own good, he returns to his father, to the Makor HaChaim, to the source of life. And for this, there is no reason for us to get depressed or so afflict ourselves in mourning. Because no matter what, it's got to be good for the Jews. Masha'ein kein ha'akum, our enemies, the Or HaChaim concludes, they have every reason to tear their hair out when Israeli helicopter gunships blow them off the streets of Gaza. Bonim atem, you are children of Hashem Elokeichem, you and not them. We leave this world only to return to our Father in heaven. They tear their hair out in mourning, kadas v'kedin, because they have no Father in heaven. They cannot go home. Their end is bitter. But make no mistake, it's a mitzvah, midoraisa, v'ahavta l'reacha kamoncha, to feel heartbreak for other Jews. It's just forbidden to get depressed. Heartbreak is feeling for others. Depression is getting too absorbed in ourselves, losing ourselves in learning and doing chesed cures depression, protects us from the Chevelei Mashiach, and will bring the Geula Shleima. May we see it. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen.